You're listening to The Takeout.
This is your Tuesday Takeout Outtake Especial. I'm Major Garrett, Chief White House Correspondent, CBS News, joined as I am every episode by the world's greatest podcast sidekick, Steve Shigaris, Political Director of CBS News. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Major.
Our third Democratic senator at the table, the Takeout table, Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut. Now, Republican senators are eventually going to show up at this table. Rand Paul, you're going to get here. Lindsey Graham, you're going to show up. Marco Rubio,
you don't bite.
You're going to get here.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, you're going to show up. All of you Republicans are eventually going to find your way to the Takeout table and understand what you've been missing all these many months. But Chris Murphy, you're not missing anything. So one of the things we like to do so our audience can get a sense of who we're talking to at a kind of more cultural, multicultural level, if you will.
Yeah.
Three questions. Same questions.
Ready.
One of your favorite movies, can be your absolute favorite. One of your most influential or favorite books. Long flight, long drive. What kind of music do you listen to?
Okay, movie, all-time favorite, The Natural.
Yes, Robert, nice.
I'm a huge baseball fan. I saw that when I was a kid. I've rewatched it probably 30 different times. One of the most beautiful movies ever made, and what a wonderful story of personal triumph. Star Wars is not far behind, but The Natural's number
and
one.
And an element of betrayal in The Natural as well. You know, which is a huge sort of back theme of that movie.
It's just a beautifully shot movie too. So it was intoxicating as a kid. So that's the movie. Let's see, the book. So I give every intern in my office a book by Richard Ben Kramer called What It Takes.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I read that
phenomenal.
When I was a sophomore in college, very interested in politics, but the love story inside that book, he falls in love with all of the characters he writes about from the 1988 presidential election, was what convinced me that you could be a big shot in politics and be a good person, you know, as he writes about Bob Dole and Joe Biden. And really loves
Dick
these
Gephardt,
guys.
Dukakis, Everybody who was involved.
And he gets such unprecedented access to these six guys. So that was the book that sort of inspired me to think about spending part of my life in
politics. One quick note on that book for our audience. In our time when books are now instant, that book came out 4 years after the 1988 campaign. It came out, I remember being at the Republican National Convention in 1992 in Houston. The book had just come out 4 years later. And it was worth waiting 4 years to get that book.
It's an enormous book. It's a very long read. It's almost a stream of consciousness kind of writing that was, you know, very breakthrough at the time. And unfortunately, the author, you know, he only did three or four books in total, including one on Ted Williams and passed. But that is one that everybody who has any interest in politics should take a summer and read.
Absolutely. And your music.
So my music is kind of like folk pop music, like the Lumineers have a new album, which is super good.
Fleet Foxes, does that fall
Fleet
in there?
Foxes are good. Stuff that people probably haven't heard as much about, like Greg Laswell and William Fitzsimmons, some sort of individual artists that do good stuff in that space. So I have a very...
modern folk.
So like modern, yeah, like sort of modern folk. But listen, my taste is all over the map. I definitely, during the 2006 campaign, when I was running for the House of Representatives, had Nick Lachey, formerly of 98 Degrees, on...
Thank you. Very much, Katiana.
And my staff have never let me forget about that.
And nor will the Takeout podcast.
Yeah, but we're the same age about. So
we
do you,
are.
Do you have?
And he is greatly underestimated. But I will rise to Nick Lachey's defense routinely.
As I will rise to Neil Diamond's. But
an unhealthy
we'll
fondness for early '80s music.
Yeah.
You?
No, I do. Yeah, of course. My first album that I ever bought and listened to was Van Halen 1984.
We were just discussing this the other day.
So I
want to make the argument, by the way, that Jump, which was probably the most popular song on that album, was like the third best song on that album.
I agree.
That's a great. Right? Yeah.
That's a great song.
I'm going with Panama, then Hot for Teacher.
Yeah, Panama is a great tune. And my youngest son right now, who's five, is a giant Michael Jackson Thriller album.
Oh, how can you not
so
be?
You've got that on
timeless.
Loop. So yeah, you get back to the '80s stuff as a parent.
Okay. Now we're gonna have the sports section.
Well,
of this,
I'm curious.
Especial.
I'm curious. As a,
this is
I,
really important to Shigaris.
I grew up in Massachusetts.
So important.
I grew up in Massachusetts. People who are from Connecticut, it's always this. I never really understand. Are you part of New England? Are you not part of New England?
What do you mean?
Well, no. I'm asking from a sports.
Here
from
we
a
go.
Sports,
here we go.
From a sports allegiance standpoint, especially a professional sports allegiance standpoint, there are people in Connecticut who
he's hung
big,
up on the New York Boston dichotomy.
Right.
In Connecticut.
So, where do you land in terms
of
professional
sports?
Because
we are part of the tri-state region, right? So we call ourselves part of the tri-state region: New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New England.
Right.
So where do I land? So I am a diehard Boston Red Sox fan.
Oh, excellent.
Even though you grew up in the suburbs of New.
New York, right?
No,
New York, I
grew up in Hartford, like right outside of Hartford. So I'm right on that dividing line. Okay.
So what is the dividing line? I-84? What is it?
No, it's a weird, actually, they've mapped it out. Like, you know, social media can now show you exactly where the line is, and it runs diagonal across Connecticut, as you sort of would imagine, from the southeast corner to the northwest corner.
So Red Sox.
Red Sox, New York Giants.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, because the Patriots weren't around when my dad was...
Well, they also sort of screwed you in the late 90s.
They also kind of screwed us. And right. I also reject the idea that a sports team tries to make me root for them because they call themselves after a geographical region that is gigantic. So just because we're all in New England,
there's a history
there.
But if you don't know the history of the Patriots in Connecticut,
they started
in the 90s,
as the Boston Patriots.
Look that one up. That's an interesting story.
Yeah, tried to come to used Hartford as a means to get Massachusetts to give
you
them a better deal.
But anyway,
yeah,
you
yeah.
say used.
Yeah, because it's
okay.
What,
so,
it's
the,
what
we are so the
so
Giants
because
down.
It's what happens.
Oh my God,
yeah.
We are so deep in the New England sports wormhole right now. I can't even begin.
Celtics, and then I'm a UConn fan, so I follow.
Of course,
you know, UConn basketball,
of course,
football.
They hardly ever win.
And I don't mean to touch an old wound, but the Whalers are gone. So what happens in hockey?
You know, I was never – that was the one sport that I never sort of caught on to. So I was not a hockey fan, and I used to – I hate to say this, but I used to kind of root for the Whalers when I was a kid to be mediocre, so they just wouldn't occupy a lot of space on the news.
On the sports page,
so I could get more Red Sox and Giants coverage. So what we should have in Connecticut, by the way, is soccer. When you look at the ratings for the last World Cup, the New Haven-Hartford market was one of the most lucrative for the World Cup. We have tons of soccer fans in Connecticut, and maybe we shouldn't have an MLS team, but we should at least have a minor league soccer team in Connecticut. So there's my plug.
So in Connecticut, do you have this Red Sox Yankees tension all the time?
As long as you are passionate,
it's acceptable.
Yeah. So I say
indifference is not acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to politically pander to a lot of groups. I will never pander to Yankees fans.
Wow. That wraps it up.
That does wrap it up.
Last word again.
That's how I get the last word.
I will never pander to Yankees fans. That is a kind of a moniker. I think, as someone who grew up in San Diego, a long-suffering Padres fan, yeah, I can totally dig.
Yeah, I have my, you know, there are a couple standards that I cannot breach.
And The Natural, ladies and gentlemen, the first mention of that great movie on the Takeout Podcast. This has been your Tuesday.
Thank you, guys.
Takeout Outtake Especial.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Fari, Katiana Krachenko, and CBS News Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And for more, visit takeoutpodcast.com.
That'll be it, okay? Any other questions? No? Thank you. I'll see you in a little while.
What if hiring could be easier, more streamlined, and less time-consuming? So even when you're busy, you could still be smart about the way you hire. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, listeners to The Takeout can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/takeout. That's ZipRecruiter.com/takeout. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/takeout.